you know, the values that my parents had placed on me, you know, stick with your artwork, be honest, you know, be transparent as you can. And part of that was culturally, you know, marry within your culture, okay? And that was something that stayed with me. And so, you know, obviously I wanted to get married, but I just couldn't find the person I wanted to settle down, you know? Most of it, I would always ask myself the questions, is this the person you want to be with 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now? Not today, but 15 years from now when you wake up, is this the person you want to be with? So those were questions I always asked myself. And so sometimes in between, I went to South Africa, I was making a lot of trips back and forth, right? And somewhere along the line there, I made a trip back to South Africa. And during one of those trips is when I met my current wife. Actually, it was right before that weekend for me to fly back to United States. My sister said, we are one of those cultures, like we always like to introduce people vice versa. You know, we know so-and-so, yeah, why don't you meet him or her, that type of thing, you know, family arrangements. So indirectly, yes, there was a family arrangement, but my sister was telling me, I am going to my sister's a teacher, and she said, I'm going to one of my colleagues' home on a Friday evening for tea. Why don't you come along? And she didn't tell me what the whole deal was, right? And I said, well, I don't know. You know, I'm going out with some friends of mine, and I got to leave on Monday. I got a flight out on Monday, so... She said, why don't you stop over for about half an hour, just meet my friend from school and stuff like that. I said, okay, sure, I will do that. So I get over there, right, for the short bit. And so I go with my sister and her husband to a friend and her husband's house. And so we talk and all that. And then my wife walks in, you know. And she's related to my sister's colleague, and so we get talking and you know, just having a conversation, me and my wife, and I'm oh, this is a very interesting person, you know, and then nobody said anything to me, and so I said, you know, my wife's name is Ansuya. I said, Ansuya, you know, I have a flight to catch on Monday, but I sure like to, you know, continue this conversation with you, you know. You're a very interesting person, and it's just too bad that I just met you right now. But I said, tomorrow my brother's having a farewell for me at his house. I'd like to invite you to come over. And she goes, well, you know, I don't know. I just met you. I want to come to a stranger's house and so forth. I said, yeah, you know, I mean, you can bring your cousin, which is the person's house we were in. I said, you can invite her too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll be comfortable and so forth. So she said, okay, well, call me tomorrow, you know, about 10 o'clock or something. I'll let you know if I'll make it or not. So I said, fine. So anyway, next day rolls around, and then I called her, and she said, okay, can I bring my cousin? I said, sure, you know. And she said, okay, I'll just come for a short while and visit with you guys and so forth. I said, yeah, you know, that'd be great, because maybe we get a chance to talk a little bit more and so forth. So they do come and spend probably a little bit of time. And so I get to talk to her a little bit and then introduce her to, you know, my family over there. And then the following day was Sunday, and then Monday I was going to leave. And I said to her, you know, I just got to invite you out for breakfast or something, you know. And so, you know, Sunday is the last day. Maybe we can have breakfast together. And I said, because a lot of my family is going to gather on Sunday afternoon before I leave, you know, and we're going to be talking. So I got to be back home, you know. I said, let's go have breakfast or something. And so she took me up on it. So we met down. We had breakfast, we sat down, I don't know, maybe about 3, 4 hours, and just, you know, talked with each other. And I just found, and I found out that she went to the same high school I did, you know, but didn't know each other, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I knew cousins because I used to run track with them. And so, you know, when we start talking about the people in, you know, I said, yeah, I know him. I used to go over to the house and stuff like that. And she, well, that's my first cousins, you know. And so, you know, we got to know each other. And then after that, you know, I left. But thank God for computers and internet, because that's how we stayed in touch. You know, we stayed in touch, writing to each other through the internet and so forth. And then the following year, we ended up, I think she came over, and then we got engaged. And then we went back to South Africa probably a couple months later and ended up getting married, and then coming over here.